I got a whole life to spend if you just let me sing a sweet love song, Lady Blue. Oh, sing a love song, Lady Blue.
With a little Lady Blue action on a tremendous Tuesday morning. That was Leon Russell on your radio, friend. It's 11 minutes until 10 o'clock on said tremendous Tuesday. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. He is my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst, in the studio with me on these community conversation. And he is the old and new mayor of the great city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. John Antaramian is with us. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
Why'd you do it again?
Well, I think for me, the big issue was the ability to keep our young people in the community. We're losing them. We don't have the right mix of jobs. We don't have the right types of activities that are going on to keep a lot of our young people. And so, to me, that was really important, and it was one of the main reasons that I ran.
Your successor and your predecessor, Keith Bosman, all but endorsed you on the last time he appeared on this quality radio station, by the way. But he talked about the fact that Kenosha is the largest small town, certainly in the state, and perhaps one of them in the country. And we talked with him about some of the big city issues that are facing Kenosha. How do you hope to grapple with those?
Well, I think like with everything else, when you look back historically, Kenosha's had... just has changed dramatically over the years. And, with Keith and myself and previous mayors even, you always have different issues that come up that you have to find ways to deal with. And Kenosha is no different than any place else. So we look at the issues that are going on right now, those things that in some cases that happen in a way that may not even be expecting them to happen. And so you just deal with them. And that's what we're going to do. A lot of communication needs to happen. Need to make sure that the council and the public understand what's going on. And that helps you make things happen. And I just think we're in a positive situation. I've been put into a positive situation, and we look to make it better.
He is Mayor John Antaramian. This is Glenn Klein, along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN Radio. Graduate of the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Your bio says that you were a visiting professor at Carthage College for a while. What were you professing?
American government. So I was working at Carthage teaching American government. And then also I was working for municipalities and the EPA on brownfield sites, helping communities to... on how to redevelop old factory sites, polluted sites, and processes, and putting things in place for them to be able to get them cleaned up and redeveloped.
As the beautiful humans that are regular listeners to this program know, I just moved here relatively recently back to Wisconsin after spending 21 years in Tampa. So I am learning everything all over again.
So why did you end up leaving this nice area to go to someplace so hot?
That's why. Because it was hot and nice, and I came back for the exact reason that you are hearing right now, because I had this incredible opportunity. Dave Magnum, who owns Magnum Media and this radio station, when he was interviewing me, he said, why the heck would a 55-year-old man after 21 years in Florida move back to Wisconsin? And I said, Dave, I've had three dreams in my life. One was to own and direct my boyhood summer camp in Eagle River, Wisconsin, Camp Menominee, which I did. One was to have a large, loving family. Dawn and I have six children. And I said the other was to have a talk radio career. You know what he said to me?
You're hired.
You're hired, yeah. So here I am, living in Racine, Wisconsin.
It's like everything else. It's what you love. Same with me. It's what you love doing. And I always tell people I've got the best job in the world. You couldn't ask for anything better.
You got kids?
I have two. I have a daughter who lives in Japan and a son who is in Kenosha who's an artist.
Really? What are their names?
Melinda, who is teaching English in Japan, has been there for over 7 years now, and my son Martin, who is a sculptor.
I heard they have good sushi in Japan.
You probably are right.
Are you
been there a couple of times?
Are you so, Democrat or Republican?
Well, I was elected to state legislature on my prior career before I became mayor back in 82, so Democrat.
And who are you backing for president?
Ah, that's always a good question. I'm supporting the Democrat.
Hillary or Bernie? Are you feeling the burn?
I'm supporting the Democrat.
Well, how does the national political scene, whoever's president, impact your job as Kenosha mayor?
Well, actually, to be very honest with you, I think the political scene has already impacted not just the local level, but the state level, and it's very disappointing. The attitude in Washington is not good. The constant bickering, the constant unwillingness for people to sit down and talk and solve problems has regrettably shifted not from just the federal government all the way to the state government and sometimes to local governments, and that is a problem. We need to get that attitude out of our political system, and until we do, we're going to have constant conflicts. That's why on a local level, most of our races are all nonpartisan, and that's the way they need to stay. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican on the council. Doesn't matter if the mayor is a Democrat or Republican. We have a job to do, and our job is to make our communities better. And I think the politicians, a lot of politicians, not all of them, but a lot of politicians have lost sight of why they're there. We're here because we have a job to do, not because we're supposed to have this job. It's a job that we've been hired to do, and we need to do our jobs to make things better and to get things done. And regrettably, I think that's the message that's being sent from this campaign and everything else is the wrong message. It's how can we win? How do we have to do things and so that we win? Not what are the issues and how are we going to resolve these issues? And that's very frustrating to me.
He is the mayor of the great city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. He is John Antaramian, joining us for the first time since he has reascended to office as mayor in Kenosha. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN, along with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mr. Mark Eichhorst.
Mayor, you went to UW-Parkside. You were a professor at Carthage, both great educational institutions that are turning out great young people for the area. You mentioned one of your goals is to be able to keep those young people in the area. What kind of jobs will keep those young people in the area, and what kind of events and things to do will keep the young people in the area?
I'm glad you asked. One of the big issues for me is that we need to refocus some of the work we're doing in economic development in the area of research and development. I wish to again see a research facility built in Kenosha. Kenosha was ranked as one of the top 100 places for research facilities that could flourish. Kenosha ranked 28th in a Barron's report that came out a while back. There's wonderful opportunities. So one of the things that I have focused on my campaign, and one of the things that I'm following up now, is trying to create a research facility in Kenosha dealing with nanotechnology, tying in the UW system, Marquette, MSOE, Carthage, Parkside, Gateway, Northwestern, possibly Purdue, along with some industry, and tied to, there's a composite group in Washington, D.C. that I have some relationships with that I'm hoping to have them come in and help. It's a very, very beginning of that concept, but it's that kind of thing, whether it's that one or something else, that I think we need to do. I think we definitely need to refocus on how we're dealing with technology and trying to draw some technology companies here that will, again, keep our young people here, because we have a talented workforce here. Young people who are graduating from all over the place in the sense of this region, and we're not taking advantage of that. They're the new entrepreneurs. They're the ones who are going to start the new companies, and yet they're going someplace else because we're not giving them the opportunities that they need to be here. So those two areas, I think, are very, very important. And then I think we really do need to relook at manufacturing and to focus a lot harder on manufacturing and bringing manufacturing jobs that are skilled jobs, but are that enable young people who may decide not to go to college but can have a prosperous career in manufacturing and a livable income to raise families in this area. So those are the kind of things I think that we need to be doing.
He's the old,
those are the types of things that we're going to focus on.
He's the old and new mayor of Kenosha, Wisconsin, John Antaramian, joining us on WRJN. So you get to the office, a lot of big changes in the city. Got a new police chief, John Thompson, just announced that he's stepping down as fire chief. How are you dealing with those?
Oh, that's a normal process that's in place. Police and Fire Commission will deal with the issue of a fire chief, new fire chief at this point in time. The police chief, I'm very comfortable and feel very strongly he's going to do a wonderful job. So I think we're in good shape. John Morrissey was a very good chief. I think Dan is going to be a very good chief. I think Kenosha's in good shape in both those situations.
You've had a situation with Summers and Paris that have really been coming at it with the city of Kenosha. What are you going to do about that?
Well, it's one of those things that we're going to work on. It's like everything else. It's something that started a while ago, and at the present time, there's not a lot I can say about it until we sit down and actually discuss how we may get through this situation. But the city will do what it needs to do to protect itself, and we'll go from there.
Do you believe you have a solution to that problem?
I think there is a solution. You know, solutions are going to have to be done by everybody. It's not going to be that the city of Kenosha has a solution and that's the solution to the problem. I have where I would like us to go. I think that there are some options and reasonable options to solve the problem if people want to. There's also other options that that won't be as nice if people decide they don't want to be rational and work together. But I'm hopeful that people are going to use some common sense and that we can work through this. If not, as I said, the city will do what it needs to do to protect itself. But I'm optimistic that everyone's going to look at this and say, what is in the best interest of everyone? How can we make this work? And I have hope that that's what will happen.
He is Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian. This is Community Conversation on WRJN. So any good sushi joints in Kenosha?
There's a couple of them, actually, so yes.
I haven't had any good sushi since I've been back in Wisconsin. I'm craving some good sushi.
Well, I'll tell you what, next time you come down to the city, I'll take you out to two different places that are both very good.
That sounds like a plan. Sounds like a date. Thank you so much, sir, for your time, your service, and for coming on this morning.
Well, thank you.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
WRJN covers the world at 2 minutes after 10 o'clock.
It's primary day in five states. Trump and the Cruz-Kasich deal.